Using a Medicaid-compliant annuity, or MCA for short, is a quick and simple way to spend down a Medicaid applicant's excess countable assets and accelerate their eligibility for benefits. When Medicaid planning for a married couple, the most common strategy is to fund their excess countable assets into an MCA for the community spouse. According to the Medicaid rules, both the institutionalized spouse and the community spouse are entitled to keep portions of their assets. While the ill spouse can only retain $2,000 in most states, the community spouse is able to keep a larger amount, known as the Community Spouse Resource Allowance. After accounting for these allowances and spending funds on exempt assets such as funeral trust, home improvements, legal fees, and debts, the remaining amount can be spent down through the MCA. The community spouse is the owner, annuitant, and payee of the MCA, and once the annuity is purchased, the ill spouse immediately becomes eligible for Medicaid. Now you may be wondering, how long should the MCA be? In order to be Medicaid compliant, the term must be equal to or shorter than the owner's Medicaid life expectancy. Apart from that requirement, the term can be essentially as short or as long as you and the client see fit. You may consider a longer MCA term if the community spouse would be eligible for an income shift from the institutionalized spouse under the monthly maintenance needs allowance rules. This would protect more funds for the couple and limit the amount going to the nursing home. You may consider a shorter term if the community spouse has high monthly expenses that would not be covered under MMNA, or if the community spouse is in poor or questionable health. The goal is for the term to end before the community spouse passes away or enters into a nursing home. That way, the couple can avoid estate recovery on the MCA. We work with insurance carriers who offer MCA terms as short as 2 months in most states. That said, we typically recommend the term not be so short that it creates an unreasonable amount of income. Although purchasing an MCA for the community spouse is our most common strategy, there are a few scenarios in which couples may benefit from funding an MCA owned by the institutionalized spouse. If both spouses have low monthly income and all or most of the institutionalized spouse income would be shifted to the community spouse under the MMNA rules, the couple may want to consider this strategy. A benefit of this option is the community spouse can be named primary beneficiary ahead of the state Medicaid agency. So, if the ill spouse predeceases the annuity, the community spouse can cash out the contract or continue receiving payments. Another situation where the institutionalized spouse may purchase the MCA is if they own a countable IRA. In these cases, they can use the name on the check rule strategy, which is based on a Medicaid guideline used to determine who the income belongs to. In some cases, the IRA can simply be transferred to an annuity and the community spouse receive the income through the MMNA rules. However, if their income exceeds the MMNA, the name on the check rule can be a great solution. With this strategy, the institutionalized spouse transfers their IRA funds into an MCA. They are the owner of the contract, but they designate the community spouse as payee. For Medicaid purposes, the income from the annuity is deemed only to belong to the community spouse. Bear in mind that the success of the strategy varies by the state. For more information on planning for a married couple or for a complimentary case analysis, contact our office.